USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Secret Service now in on the investigation after a man fires a shot inside the lobby at the Trump National Doral Golf Course Resort in Florida this morning. A Miami-Dade police spokesman says the man was quickly taken into custody.
He was yelling and spewing some information about President Trump, and that's what we know so far, and he had an American flag that he did drape over the counter.
The suspect hospitalized with non-life-threatening wounds. An officer was hurt, but he's expected to be okay. President Trump wasn't at the resort. On Hawaii's Big Island, the eruption yesterday of the Kilauea volcano might just be the start, according to experts. Yesterday's sent an ash cloud 30,000 feet into the air. Experts say there could be another major eruption in a matter of days or just hours. And this is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We have not been told anything. We're just reading stories like you are.
President Trump speaking yesterday saying they're going ahead with preparations for a summit between himself and the North Korean leader next month. Despite reports, North Korea is threatening to pull out of the summit because of concerns about continued U.S.-South Korean joint military drills and the U.S. insistence that North Korea give up its nuclear weapons program. The federal government says America's birth rate's fallen for nearly every group of women of reproductive age. John Clemens with more.
In 2017, there were 3,853,472 children born in the U.S., reflecting the lowest level since 1987. One factor may be millennials, who are typically in their prime childbearing years, are choosing to have fewer children later in life. Another factor is that Asians, who make up the largest portion of immigrants, tend to have fewer children of all the other immigrant groups.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new poll out that says many Republicans want the U.S. Senator John McCain of Arizona to retire after he's been home since December battling brain cancer. The new Rasmussen survey says 62% of likely Republican voters believe the six-term senator should step down. 27% say he should hang in there. 11% say they're undecided on that question. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens striking a defiant tone ahead of the special legislative session to consider his impeachment today. Lawmakers will decide if Greitens should remain in office amid the ongoing scandal. He's accused of tying up and blindfolding a woman and then taking a naked picture of her without her consent. He also reportedly threatened to release the photo if she spoke of their relationship. Greitens has made it clear that he doesn't plan on going quietly in the face of the impeachment efforts. The Obama Presidential Center in the city of Chicago, a step closer to reality as the city's plan commission approved it yesterday, but not before 7 hours of emotional testimony. Alderman Daniel Solis expressing his support for it.
I am wholeheartedly supporting it, and I want to tell the rest of the people in Chicago, wake up. This is a dream come true.
That $500 million center is supposed to open in 2021. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.